WildTalkRadio.com.
All right, it's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
He's here, isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
We are on the road to WrestleMania. This is the final Monday Night Raw until we get to WrestleMania Live this Saturday and Sunday on the WWE Network. If you go to PeacockTV.com and sign up now, you get the WWE Network for $9.99 for 4 months. It's a great deal. Very good deal. You should all do it. That way you can watch WrestleMania with exciting matches. But this is the Raw Post Show presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rock, and that's Lindsay Ward.
So we are here. We are on the road to WrestleMania, guys. It's happening as of Saturday. We'll be at day one. And this was the go-home, in theory,
it was
to that show.
Well, one of the go-homes, because there is still SmackDown.
SmackDown's a pre-show.
But there's going to be stuff.
There's going to be stuff, but it's essentially a pre-show to the pre-show to the real show.
It's the pre-show to the kickoff to the main show.
There you go.
Because remember, also, it's not a pre-show anymore. It's a kickoff.
Ah, fair. Also, I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way right now. Where the hell was Bray Wyatt? Where was that satanic toasted marshmallow? Why was he not on my TV tonight? A video package? Really? That's all I get? 3 months of him not being on TV, he comes back looking like satanic and melted and shit, and I only get him for 3 weeks at, like, little doses, and then, you know, nothing? Just nothing? Do you know how long I've been waiting for this, and I just get nothing? I need to speak to a manager about this. Who do I speak to? Vince!
Adam Pearce.
No, he's a saint. He did nothing wrong. Vince! What the hell? I mean, I'm serious!
I know you are! I don't have anything to add to it, though.
I'm going to go ahead and just get the complaint out of the way now because I feel like, you know, I should need to.
So the positives for this show.
Wait. Balor beat Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga? I can't speak.
Game's still going on.
But I thought, Balor was losing last I just
no,
so
Balor, heard. No, Balor was winning. Gonzaga was losing.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah. Balor's been destroying them. It's not even close. Anyway, can I get to the show now?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
let's talk about the positives.
Okay.
They gave everyone who has a they gave a lot of people who had matches promo time. You had Woods and Kofi promote their match. Riddle promoted his match. Made some weed references.
Like you do.
You had Woods beat AJ in a minute because of distractions, which is fine. They're setting up their, you know, their tag match at WrestleMania. You had Braun Strowman give a passionate promo in the ring about bullies and how Shane McMahon's bullying him and he's going to destroy Shane McMahon at WrestleMania inside the cage.
That's how you deal with bullies.
Yeah, you beat their ass.
In a cage at WrestleMania.
In a cage at WrestleMania. It's the only way you do it. But no, that was a really good promo about Braun. He went out there, talked directly to you, and, you know, did everything you're supposed to do to sell a match. Shane continued to do the stupid promo. But just whatever it is. We'll talk more about the promos on...
Yeah, we'll get into the storyline on Thursday.
On Friday. Remember, Friday.
Friday, right. I'm still getting used to our taping schedule this week because we're doing 40 shows. I liked that they gave people promo time. I liked that you had Braun be able to give that impassioned speech for Woods to build up his match. Because some of these are thrown together at the last minute. They didn't really have a lot of build. So you needed people to go out there and add a little something-something to it to get it ready to go. Kick it into high gear. Let it peak in time for the show. We had more build between Rhea and Asuka as well.
Yeah, all right. So Braun beat Elias and Jackson Riker on the show. Rhea teamed with Asuka to take on Nia and Shayna. Rhea left Asuka hanging and allowed the champs to get the win. She was outsmarting Asuka, making sure she's hurt going into the match, which is smart because Rhea's the heel, in quotations. So it made sense.
Rhea's being sneaky.
She's being sneaky. I mean, it is what it is. But they knew what they had to focus on this show. So they gave the some matches a little bit of time, and they gave some of the angles a little bit of time. They like with the girls, they had all the girls backstage setting up the tag match, the what will be a tag team turmoil match at WrestleMania on night one. You have Dana and Mandy, Ruby and Liv, Natty and Tamina, Lana and Naomi, and I think Billy Kay and Carmella are going to be a team as well in this tag team turmoil match. So that's good.
That's great.
You're throwing everything out there as we go, which is what you need to do. They focused on two big matches on this show. Before we get to those two, you had Riddle and Mustafa Ali. It was a good match. Riddle got the win. You had Sheamus on the announce table the entire time talking. So it was like the undercard got the focus, but the big two matches they wanted to focus on tonight were Bad Bunny and Miz and Lashley and Drew. That was the focus of this show.
It was. It absolutely was. I'm just going to say this. I said it on Twitter, but not everybody may not follow me. @LinsWard, LinsWard. Why are you not? I'm very funny when I'm on Twitter, supposedly. I'm kidding. So kidding. If WWE wanted to blow a couple $1 million on destroying a Bugatti, I mean, honestly, truthfully, they just could have sent that money to me and it would have been just as good as a waste as what they did tonight. I mean, it was great. It got everything over as it needed to, but I'm not a car person, but I know a Bugatti is a very expensive, nice car. And so to put red paint all over a crisp, beautiful, white, probably brand new car hurt, knowing how expensive it is. Like, if you do it on, like, you know, a Honda, Hondas are good cars, they're great cars, but it's like $30,000, right? Which is no spit in the bucket to some people, but to WWE, a $30,000 car is really not that much. A nearly $2 million car, that's a bit more. So I hope that paint comes off the car, because that'd be tragic if it doesn't.
So what happened was Miz and Morrison decided to paint the car of Bad Bunny, and, you know, to get, you know, one-upsman on them. Well, this pissed off Bad Bunny. And he came in, he talked about watching Raw, SmackDown, paper with his friends and families, and these great memories about WWE, but he doesn't know how to feel right now because of everything that's gone on with The Miz. He loves The Miz, he loves Booker T, loves Triple H, Steve Austin, Undertaker, Ric Flair, all that. He respects somebody. He doesn't respect Miz. Not at all. Bad Bunny knows he's not a pro wrestler, but he's a man. Miz disrespected him, his music, and his fans. He said that what he's done to Miz was no reason for hitting with a guitar or trashing his car. Bad Bunny said he respects Miz, but Miz doesn't respect him. That's the way it goes. Bad Bunny said Miz crossed the line, and I was going to show him how to respect him. Bad Bunny said he would shut Miz's mouth and kick his ass. But here's Miz and Morrison were mocking them and for the performance. But here's where it is. It's now a tag team match. Miz and Morrison versus Bad Bunny and Damian Priest. So for everyone worried about Damian Priest not being on a show, not having a match, now he's in the match.
He never didn't have a match. He was always going to be part of this. Whether he's at ringside or he's in the match, which I think we all knew he was eventually going to end up in it.
Yeah, but you know the internet.
Yeah, I know the internet. I'm going to say this. If Bad Bunny wants to come work for WWE, I'm down for that. Like, the dude cut a really good promo on Miz and Morrison about this.
Yeah.
So did Damian Priest. Damian Priest got a hell of a promo, too. But, man, I I've been super impressed with Bad Bunny. If he wants to, like, because, like, the thing is prior to this, Miz and Morrison roughed him up a little bit. Like, they beat him up. They were knocking him down and dragging him around a little bit, and he was taking all of it and doing all of it. I mean, I have nothing but respect for him. He's done more than quite a lot of other celebrities that have come in.
He's fully invested, and we'll talk more about that Friday on the Rack Extra previews WrestleMania right after SmackDown.
But yeah, I mean, if he wants a job full-time with WWE, I wouldn't complain.
So that was the one big angle they focused on. The other had to do with the WWE champion and his challengers. Drew McIntyre came out, talked about all the sacrifices he's made, talked about his mother going through chemotherapy and all that stuff. He really was trying to tug at your heartstrings. He asked Bobby Lashley, how can you be a man who's willing to sacrifice everything? He said he's going to run through Corbin tonight, put the boots between the eyes of Lashley, and end the All Money era. Lashley said McIntyre's time is over. He said the wrestlers in the back are afraid of the Scottish Warrior, but he saw fear in McIntyre's eyes last week. Lashley said he felt McIntyre shake and quiver before going out and when he put the Hurt Lock on him last week. McIntyre put over the Hurt Lock, but he took issue with Lashley sending people after him to do his dirty work. Lashley said he didn't need anyone's help. McIntyre won that fight, but MVP said no. Think about it. Save it to Sunday, Saturday. McIntyre said maybe he should just give it all up and become an Amazon or an Uber driver. And then Lashley threatened him, and then more stopping from MVP. Corbin came out and said he started something last week and he's going to end it tonight. There will be no WrestleMania or WWE Championship for Drew McIntyre because he's going to whip his punk ass. Drew really was trying that hard sell. I'll give him that. He was trying his hard sell on this show. Lashley would beat Cedric Alexander on this show, and then laid out Shelton Benjamin as well. But in your main event, it was Corbin. It was Drew McIntyre one-on-one with Drew getting the win, and then you had the stare down to end the show. It was not the best finish to a Monday Night Raw. It was not the, like, oh my god, this is going to be a big, exciting moment. It was just a little stare down. They weren't even close to each other. Like, I don't know.
Social distance stare down?
It was a social distance stare down. We all know Raw's the B show now, sadly. SmackDown's where the focus is. They did enough to get every match on the show basically talked about. I know I said almost, but they had a video package on the show.
That doesn't count.
It does. They promoted everything they needed to. Was it the hardest of hard sells? No. Did they tell you where to go find it? Yep. Go on Peacock. Go watch the show. Could they have done more? Yeah, but I think the thing people forget is WWE right now is doing a studio show to no one. The other company is doing, and why everyone praises the stuff the other company is doing right now, they're doing it in front of people. WWE has been, for a year, has been doing a studio show. They've done their best to make it feel like a regular show with the Thunderdome crowd. But they're still doing a studio show. You're not out there getting the reactions that you used to get. So it's hard to really book a show where you're looking for the pop, and there's no pop you can give unless you fake it. Sunday, this weekend's going to be great. This is going to be WWE at its finest.
They're going back in front of fans for the first time in 12 months. And I understand that NXT has had people off and on. But this is going to be the largest live crowd that they have had since the start of the pandemic. It's going to be in Raymond James. There's going to be a set. There's going to be pyro. It's going to be what WrestleMania should be. Not trying to knock last year at all, because we all need to be grateful that we even got WrestleMania last year.
Last year was what it was, and this year it's like they're doing their best. Like, people want to criticize the WWE product, and rightfully so, but you have to realize what the show they're producing is. They're doing a studio show that's trying to act like it's an actual show. And there's a connection that's missing where you can try your best to go out there and do these hot angles, but with no real reaction, what are you actually booking for? Right now, they're just booking a normal wrestling show. Here's some promos, here's some matches, and you go. That's why you're not seeing these massive pull-apart brawls, because you're not going out there trying to pop a crowd. This weekend, they got a pop. the craft.
Yeah. And I think that's the one thing that they've always struggled with in terms of the pandemic and doing the shows is how to recalibrate for no audience, because they're so audience and people driven that when you take that away from them, what is the product? And they've figured it out kind of, but they're still, Mania is very much pop driven. Mania is all about the surprises, getting the crowd of the crowds excited and getting the people excited. And it just, this year it's missing, obviously, because they still don't have a crowd. I think they would have loved to have had a crowd by now. But you know, circumstances.
And after WrestleMania, they're going back to no crowd. It'd be weird, but that's the way it's going to be.
I think as soon as they can get people in, they will, but it's a question of just everything for WWE and how to do it safely, how to do it correctly.
Yeah, which is the summer. It's going to be... They're going to they have a place there where the University of South Florida...
Mm-hmm.
Performs, the Yuengling Center. I said that right?
Yuengling.
They're going to be there for 4 months. So.
I think ideally they'd like to have the crowds back when they go back out on the road, when they can start selling tickets again, because even they understand that it's like you could bring the crowds back right now. You could have had them at Tropicana Field the whole time, but then you're trying to sell weekly tickets for the same event every week, and that's...
It's what
very difficult after a while to do.
AEW is doing it every other week, selling tickets. And they're doing 1,000.
So I think they would prefer that when they start to sell tickets again and they start going on the road again, that they get their audiences back then as opposed to right after WrestleMania. And I'm sure we will see tests where they start to sell tickets just to sort of dip their foot back in the water. But it's all, I think, dependent too on their comfort level and how they want to do things, because obviously they want to protect their talent as much as possible in the environment, because they've kind of got their own bubble, right? It's not foolproof because they have had outbreaks.
Yeah.
But they do have their own protective bubble that they are trying to maintain.
And what's going on with the sports right now is going to be your real test. WWE's going to watch what baseball does and basketball and hockey and how they're handling things and how it works. If people who attend these events come up clean, then you can do more live events. And I think that's how this is gonna play out at the end.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. But we'll have to see. I mean, this was, in terms of Monday Night Raw's go home for WrestleMania, this was definitely not the most exciting. There have been better. There have been worse.
Oh, there's been 100 times worse. There's been a few that just stunk. And this was average.
They focused on, for Monday Night Raw, what would be considered two of the three marquee matches. Bray and Randy are there.
That's going to be a spectacle of some sort. It's...
Yeah, that's... Although I'm still waiting for a stipulation to get put on that one. I don't know if it will, but I feel like it does need a stipulation for it to go off right. But we'll see what they have planned, because we have no idea what that's going to be. And I don't think they necessarily know what it's going to be yet. Although I'm sure they have a pretty good idea, but just to protect it and not giving anything away, they just did a promo package tonight, which is smart. I don't really like it because I want to see more of what's going on there, because I'm not sure if I like what they're doing with the vignette or not. But it is what it is. So they chose to focus on Bad Bunny and get Bad Bunny in a good position for Saturday or Sunday, whichever day he's wrestling.
Saturday.
And then, you know, build Drew and Bobby up to that kind of fever pitch moment where it's like, all right, they're ready to go. And you put that doubt on Drew, or that assurance on Drew that yes, he can in fact, take down Bobby Lashley, but he may not be able to. We'd have to see. So I'll be curious what they do on SmackDown and how they push things on SmackDown, because they also built the undercard up more. Like, I will say this show has a much more solid undercard than some shows in the past. Like, it's set, which is nice, because there have been shows where WrestleMania hasn't really had an undercard. We've had the main events, but it's like, undercard, no idea what's going on there. So it's good that we now have pretty much everything announced going into a preview, so that way we know.
When we have to preview 14 matches.
Oh my god.
We know what we're previewing.
Yep, we're good to go there.
Yeah, so I think with that, we're done for tonight.
I think so.
All right, let's run down the lineup, shall we? This Thursday, live I would assume 10-ish. That sound about right? 10-ish?
Whenever the pay-per-view ends.
Whenever TakeOver ends, night 2, we'll be live. With the Rack NXT TakeOver stand and deliver review.
Bring snacks. It's going to be long.
Friday will be the Rack Extra Previews WrestleMania at 10 p.m. Eastern. You got that so far? Good.
I gave up margaritas for this shit. I just need you to know that.
Following that, Saturday, right after WrestleMania, 11 p.m. Eastern, give or take, will be the Rack Extra Reviews WrestleMania Day 1. Got that? Which will be then followed by CB Radio. Long night. WTR will review both nights on Sunday. The Rack will review night 2 on our normal night at 10 p.m. Eastern on the 15th. We cool with that? Cool. We will be back next Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern for the review of the Raw, the night after WrestleMania Raw, on the Raw post show. Once we're done with the post show on Monday, you can check out the Rack Extra Reviews Miz and Mrs. Season 2, Episode 15. We got that? Cool. Did you know that you can check out the Rack Extra Reviews, the WWE Superstar Handbook, and the Dr. Disrespect book? Violence, Speed, and Momentum, both of those are at review, are available now. As mentioned, Fortnite with Friends returns on the 17th. Got that? Fortnite with Friends returns on the 17th. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, it's facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store, because we are a hashtag Epic Partner.
And you can follow me on most of the social media at Lins Ward, LNSWRD.
So be here all week long, starting Thursday with the Rack Extra Reviews NXT TakeOver. We then preview WrestleMania on Friday, review WrestleMania on Saturday. We have all the content you ever need concerning WrestleMania live right here on the Wild Tech Radio Network. This has been the Raw Post Show, presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. So we'll see you all week long for all your WrestleMania needs. Streaming live right here at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTR Live. Good night, everyone.
WildTalkRadio.com.